It's like we're getting out of a POW camp.
So I say to Harry, I say, so where's my going away present? He says, well, where's mine? Well, Harry's not going anywhere. See, I'm the one who's leaving.
I'm going somewhere.
Oh, I hope, you know how
high. Oh, yeah, I know. Love you, babe.
So then Harry says, where's my birthday present? Your birthday's in June, Harry.
Yeah, so where was it in June, pal? You got your birthday present. A little late, but you got it.
Those two rocks?
Two very nice bookends.
Yeah, it's unbelievable what these guys give me. Just junk. Stuff that
what you get the person who has everything, who has neon growing.
No, you know, I have everything today. I have everything today.
Yeah,
today's the day I get everything. I get away from you. It's 12 minutes till 6. I'm in the morning. WNBC weather, cloudy and cool today. High in the mid-50s. It's 48 partly cloudy now. And so several people asked me, said, well, are you going to do a big final show? And I said, no, because it would sound stupid. Because Monday morning, when you turn the radio on, we'll be right here. We'll be right to the same place on the dial. So you would wonder, what's the deal here?
That's right.
So we're not going anywhere.
Let's get overdramatic about it.
Yeah, let's not get emotional about it. The people who are responsible for doing the retrospectives and some of the other things are the people primarily responsible for the destruction of the radio station, which I think is probably fitting. It's coming up at 5:49, 11 till 6. I'm in the morning.
If you're a...
From 66 WNBC, New York.
I'm Charles McCord. Here's what's happening at 6 o'clock. Some 200 of Tawana Brawley's supporters rallied in Manhattan last night, but the grand jury has spoken nevertheless, and the case is considered closed. After more than 7 months of exhaustive investigation, the grand jury in the Tawana Brawley case summed things up in a 170-page report that says the whole thing was a pack of lies. State Attorney General Robert Abrams was special prosecutor in the racially charged case.
Those allegations are untrue. The people who made those allegations lied. They are false.
Abrams says there is simply no evidence to back up the black Dutchess County teenager's claims that a gang of white men abducted her and sexually assaulted her for 4 days.
There was no sexual assault found here.
He remembers 66 years of New York's most memorable radio.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.
NBC Radio and its flagship station, 66 WEAF, had been operating in overdrive during the war years of the 40s. Entertainment programs were tailored not only to boost morale, but also to sell war bonds and promote other activities to support the war effort. NBC Radio microphones followed our fighting men as they steadily pushed across Europe, reclaiming freedom for our allies. With the surrender of Germany, America's leaders turned their full attention to ending the conflict in the Pacific Theater. On August 6, 1945, WEAF interrupted its broadcast of the Fred Waring program to deliver this bulletin.
This is Ralph Howard Peterson in Washington. I have just returned from the White House, where it has just been announced that the United States is now using an atomic bomb, the most powerful explosive yet developed.
And World War II finally ended. Soldiers returned, families reunited, Americans began to shape a new life of peacetime prosperity, and WEAF once again reflected a change in the times, as this station has done so often during 66 years of service.
WNBC. Well, word came down yesterday at around 5:15, that it is definite. The switch from will be made today at 5:30 this afternoon.
The switch will be thrown?
Yeah.
Why do I think of an electric chair?
I think that's appropriate. And I will be out at Shea Stadium. As if yesterday's FAN promotion wasn't humiliating enough, the Tommy Lasota look-alike contest?
Yeah.
Al Rosenberg and I go over to Mickey Mantle's restaurant, which is a pretty nice place, by the way. And this promotion is at 11 o'clock on a Thursday morning in Midtown Manhattan.
Yeah.
So you're not going to draw a big crowd.
It's a good time to have it.
Okay. So we get there, and Bill Mazur's there.
Yeah.
And I kind of like him.
He's a good old boy. He really is.
And he is old, but he doesn't look bad. He looks okay.
Yeah, he does.
And they have five guys who say they look like Tommy Lasorda.
Yeah.
It was like a time warp. It was like suddenly I was back in Palmdale, California, at that little radio station where we used to go do remotes at gas stations.
At the A&P out
right,
in front.
Yeah.
Right there by the oranges.
In fact, we had a remote truck. When I worked at KUTY in Palmdale, it was the first station I worked for, we had a remote truck. It was an old bread truck, literally. And they had some stuff in it, you know.
It had
some
big call letters written
on
the
side. Of course. KUTY Palmdale, home of the whatever it was.
Wonder Bread.
Home of Wonder Bread, yeah. Because they didn't have enough money to paint the entire truck.
Right.
We used to pull up in front of places and we'd do remotes, you know. And we'd charge them $50 and the local DJ, that's me, would come out. And you can imagine how surly I was in those days.
Yeah, I can.
So at any rate, we go over there and it's going to be Bill Mazur and me and Willie Stargell.
Yeah.
We used to play for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Pirates. That's twice
on
Stargell.
Well, Willie didn't show. Which we don't think, by the way, Willie was a good career move. Because who knows what this could have turned into. Yeah, chances are you could have gotten a job at FAN.
Yeah.
But Willie didn't show because the cargo doors on the plane got stuck.
Uh-huh.
And they're flying that fat goon in here.
Yeah.
So, gee, lucky Al Rosenberg was with me because Al was Willie Stargell.
That's right, Mr. Imus.
Yeah.
Did one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so the contest was you had to... Well, first you had to look a little bit like Tommy Lasorda, which one guy sort of did.
Yeah, I saw it on TV last night.
Oh, you did?
By the way, yeah. There are a couple of them who kind of remotely resembled.
Okay. Well, you saw the winner?
Yeah, I did.
So the reason I picked him is because part of the contest was three categories. Walking to the mound.
Right.
And looking like Tommy.
Uh-huh.
Arguing with the umpire.
And looking like
Tommy. And eating pasta and looking like Tommy.
Uh-huh.
And so the guy who won, in my mind, looked the most like Tommy. And he walked, you know, whatever. But when they brought out the pasta, this guy ate the pasta. He was not interested in the contest. He was interested in the pasta. The other guys were fooling around trying to, you know. Not this guy. He ate the pasta.
He had his own agenda.
Yeah. So he won.
Well, you did good. I mean, if that was the guy you picked, I mean, he was the one who looked most like Tommy Lasorda.
And Mazur wanted to pick that some old fool from Queens who probably had a deal with Mazur.
Yeah.
I'm sure he paid Mazur off. In fact, we are charging at Bill Mazur. Took money to throw the Tommy Lasorda contest. I'm sure he did because Bill saying to me, he said, no, I think that's the guy. I said, Bill, the guy looks like Sparky Anderson. He doesn't look like Tommy Lasorda. Well, that's the guy I'm voting for. So, that was humiliating enough.
Certainly.
And I got out of there as quickly as possible.
Yeah, you were back here pretty quickly.
There were no people there. The people who were there were the people who were in the contest and their relatives.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was 11 o'clock on a Thursday morning.
Well, that didn't mean still. Okay.
All right.
Now, today, I'll be in parking lot C.
What?
This is pathetic.
What? This is pathetic.
What are you
talking about? Oh, huh?
Gate C.
Gate C?
Yeah.
I'll be, you know, they're near Gate C today.
Yeah.
At 5 o'clock, if I go.
Yeah.
With Pete Franklin.
Oh, jeez.
And I ask one of the nitwits who runs that radio station over there, why? And they said, well, we're going to count down the switchover, and I want you to invite everyone to come out, right?
Yeah.
All right. If you come out there and don't have a ticket to the game, you should be institutionalized.
If you come out there, he means merely for this event?
Merely for this event, you're an idiot. But if you have a ticket for the game...
Hold it, though. I mean, this is people who come out there for this event will be witnessing a piece of local history. What are you talking about?
Why don't they just listen to the radio?
Good point. Can't argue with the eye.
Stay home and listen to the radio.
Yeah.
Don't come out there and cause a big traffic jam and a mess. Because once we make the switchover, I'm not going to stay out there and talk to you. I'm going to go in and sit down. Talk to Lupica. Schmullion, have a couple dogs.
Yeah. Have your sitting down dog. And
yeah, I'm not going to have my... I'll have my walking in dog, my sit down dog.
Yeah.
I have no intention of hanging out there with a bunch of people who have nothing better to do with their lives than drive out to Shea Stadium at 5 o'clock in the afternoon on a Friday. Come on.
And then later he will have his exiting and going straight to the limo and getting in and leaving dog.
Yeah.
Right?
So 5:30 this afternoon, we... I make the switch, and Reverend Hargis, by the way, will... will be out there with us on tape.
He'll officiate, though?
He's not even going to be there in person. He's not a fool.
He will be officiating, nevertheless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So... It's 13 after 6, 6:13 in the archive. I'm Mr. Morning WNBC weather. Cloudy and cool today, high in the mid-50s. It's partly cloudy and 48 now. And call air conditioning to see if we can get something done. It's like you could hang meat in
absolutely
here.
You could.
Well, we could. You couldn't, Harry. But now here's Roz Frank now with the latest from the WNBC Traffic and Transit Network.
I have to shut my sweater.
Sure.
It's covering up breasts.
Yeah, I got high beam alerts.
are your nipples getting hard because it's cold in here?
Yes.
Is that why they're...
Yes.
Okay.
It's a normal reaction.
They're not hard because you're, like, excited.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I just let it get to ask.